Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The Volume.
Welcome back to another episode of Inside the Garage. This is KJ Wallace, along with
Al Hamilton.
We're missing a couple of people today, but that's okay. We have a big time guest, not only because it's my new head coach, but because this is Atlanta, dude. This is Atlanta great right here. So, Coach Collins, nice for you to be on the show. We appreciate you. I'm going to give you a round of applause like this.
I appreciate it, Kyle. Appreciate it, KJ.
How's vacay been treating you?
Been good. Today's the last day of vacation, so it couldn't be a better spot than finishing up in the garage.
Facts. I feel you on that. Obviously, we had to do some research on you. You know what I'm saying? You probably had one of the most in-depth coaching careers I've seen in a minute. I didn't even know you've been coaching for this long, since the 90s.
Right.
Kind of starting off, obviously, you're at Tech now, but I want to go back and kind of talk about your time at Mississippi State, because all three of us have a link there with Coach Bayless.
Yeah, we had a really good run, man. I was there for 4 years. And the last year we spent 10 weeks as the number one team in the country and, played some really good defense, coached some great kids, had an absolute blast doing it. And, I think the thing that combines us is Matt Bayless. You know, Matt Bayless was there, strength coach at Notre Dame. He was the head coach of Mississippi State while I was there. Just a beast, right? Just worked and loved the players and was relentless in every single thing that he did. And, I think, a lot of credit from every player in the program, every coach in the program. Matt Bayless was one of the biggest reasons that we reached the heights that we reached.
And this is when you guys had y'all had Dak Prescott, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, right.
Dak and I were there for 4 whole years together. He was on the other side of the ball. So tremendous amount of respect for him. And I'm imagining you guys did the off-season conditioning teams.
With squad teams?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm.
Different positions and all these other things. My best years, favorite years, I was the defense coordinator, and Dak and I were on the same off-season conditioning team. So we went through all those wars together, getting points, losing points, academic checks, off-season conditioning, speed days. And, he and I got to be very close, and I love him to death.
I mean, similar to kind of Notre Dame, I guess Kyle's being on that, like, Bayless is really a rock for us when we were there. He's one of those people in every program he goes to that he's going to be that dude. So definitely, I could definitely see how that happened.
Lou Corral, our strength coach now.
I was just getting ready to say, I don't know, Kyle, I don't know if I told you, but Coach Lou coached under Bayless. And
there's not a person in the country that wasn't under Bayless at some point.
I'm saying. No, Bayless is really like that. And you kind of see the exact same style with Coach Lou. I mean, he gets up. He does all the workouts before us. He gets up. He's up 2:30. He told me the other day he's up 2:30 in the morning. He gets to the facility at 3, does the entire work. Yeah, at 3 o'clock. Everybody's sleeping. Everybody's getting REM sleep at that point. he's there doing the workouts. He does all the runs. He does all that before us.
Chad Smith, who works with us now too, he's under that same tree as well.
Was he?
Yeah. Coach Chad? So Luke Corrala, Chad, me, we all got to be influenced by Coach Bayless. Love Matt, his family. Lou was my get back coach my first year. Chad was my get back coach the second year. And then the head strength coach for the Atlanta Falcons was my get back coach the last 2 years. So the head strength coach for the Falcons is a Bayless dude as well, Thomas Stallworth.
That's crazy how this stuff worked out. So you're an Atlanta native, born in Conyers, right?
Born in Decatur.
Born in Decatur.
Where's Grader?
Yep. Oh, God. Yeah. So what high school did you end up going to?
Rockdale County High School.
Oh, you went to Rockdale?
Yeah.
Were y'all good at football when you were there? Because y'all are not good.
KJ, it's been so long, man. I had a blast. Some of my best friends in the world were my high school teammates. My high school coach is still close with. So it was a great experience.
That's what's up. And you went to, you played linebacker at Western Carolina. Kind of what was that about?
Yeah, so I actually, KJ, went there my true freshman year. I actually walked on as a corner. Now, I'll tell you how much respect, Kyle, they had for me. When I got to campus as a true freshman walk-on corner, they gave me jersey number 92.
You're tripping. No way.
But after my first year, I was one of the only two players that didn't redshirt, earned a scholarship, rocked single-digit number 5 for the next 3 years as a starter. And it was a great experience.
I don't want to show your age here, but I kind of want to run down this list. Just kind of because KJ touched on it and just showed how of a decorated career you have so far. And obviously, you're still young. It's early. But so I'm just going to start at West Carolina. So you played there, obviously.
Yep.
And by my understanding, you coached there. So coached at Western Carolina, Franklin High School, Fordham, Albright in D.C. or as D.C., Georgia Tech, the first time, Western Carolina, Georgia Tech again, Alabama, UCF, FIU, Mississippi State, Florida, Temple, and now Georgia Tech.
That's a lot
of conferences, a lot of players. So, like, at what point did you decide in your mind, or has it always been made up in your mind, like, I want to be a head football coach, like a Power 5 level?
Yeah, once you start the journey, you know, you start having aspirational goals. And, you know, early on, I knew I wanted to be a head coach. And then early on, too, I knew I wanted to be the head coach at Georgia Tech. And, you know, that was a dream of mine, a vision that I had. Worked really hard to do it. Now I'm the head ball coach at Georgia Tech. And, you know, it's a dream come true. But just setting goals and pouring into guys as much as you can, you know, lifelong lessons, hopefully. You know, that's why I got into the game. And have been able to progress throughout my career and been around a lot of great players, had a lot of successes. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's how much you can affect the guys that you're blessed to coach. And even as a head coach, I feel that way just as strong.
Right. Talk about how you always wanted to coach at Tech. Were you a Tech fan growing up?
I was. We went had tickets on the east side stands. You've been in my office, KJ. My office is right there. In the north side stands, but we used to have seats up in the east side stands.
Oh, okay.
Watch the Yellow Jackets, and I loved it.
That's what's up. Do you have anybody in mind that you kind of think about or kind of gave you inspiration to keep going and kind of become a head coach?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many influences that I've been blessed to be around. You know, early on in my career, working for George O'Leary. He was a big mentor of mine for 3 years back, and then he hired me at UCF. You know, Nick Saban, I was blessed to work with him for a year. And in my role, I was the director of player personnel. So it was all day, every day, from the second I walked into the building until the second coach left. It was me and him side by side and learned a lot from him. And then you guys touched on the experience at Mississippi State, 4-year run with Coach Mullen. And it was a great experience, too. But one of my biggest influences was Jim McElwain. And he's now the head coach of Central Michigan. And just the, you know, taking all of these things from such great coaches, studying, learning the game from anybody and everybody that you can. But at the end of the day, when you pull all these things together, you still need to be true to who you are. And you guys are players and you guys know it. If a coach is being phony, man, you can smell that out right away. And so just being true to myself and who I am, but still bringing all of these influences and ideas and structure and all those things from great places into what we do and being true to myself is what I've tried to do.
Right. I feel that. I like that. You know how it is being a coach. A lot of people tend to have their own agendas and a lot of things they have going on. A lot of coaches like to hide that. And I've definitely felt from this coaching staff, which I've been here, that y'all are very honest in how y'all approach things. And I definitely see how that's been going on.
I just wanted to, first off, love your hat, by the way. The hat's dope. I've never seen that. But it's fire. Obviously, all three of us from the Atlanta area and kind of understand what like Georgia Tech means to the city of Atlanta. I don't think as many people as they should know outside of the South, outside of Atlanta, how Georgia Tech, the alumni network, the football team, basketball team, the whole athletics program, like that's very important in Atlanta and around Georgia and around the South. Obviously, the two other guys on the podcast, they can't relate. That's why we kicked them off for this one. But so it seems like Georgia Tech's always been like right there. And it's like got everything. It's got great academics, great city, got recruiting hotbed. Like, how have you kind of tried to portray that to incoming high school athletes and just people to try to get to come to your school? Because I know just from what I've seen from a faraway standpoint, just you're a really good and hard recruiter. And I would expect. So what's your standpoint on that? And just what's the pitch that you're giving out?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing is just, you know, obviously everybody knows when you hear Georgia Tech, immediately anybody around the country, really anybody around the world, knows what a prestigious academic school that it is.
Right.
And then, you know, you put it right in the heart of Atlanta, which is one of the most diverse and has so much culture and arts and movies, entertainment, and things to do. You know, it's very attractive. And so we just try to relate to what it is, where we are. And it's genuine to me because I genuinely love Atlanta. Right. I love this place. KJ, I've never had this story with you, but you know, the second I met my wife, I fell in love with her. I told my best friend the second I saw her, that's who I'm going to marry. And this is hands up. I told my best friend, that's the girl I'm going to marry. We ended up getting married. She finally fell in love with me, other than the good looks and all that. But she fell in love with me when she found out I was from Atlanta. That was the thing that put it over the edge for her. And, It's a great city. We love it. And I've coached here. This is my third time coaching here. It's a special place to me. And I know you guys being from this area, too, it's got to be just as special to you guys as well.
All right. Talking about being from this area, what's some of your favorite spots to go to in the city? Well, lunch, breakfast. See, I'm like, all right, let's go to lunch. Let's go to breakfast. Waffle House. Yeah.
My daughter. I've got her understanding. The first thing she said this morning, Daddy, let's go to breakfast. All right, sweetie, where do you want to go? And she said two words and we were there. We were right at the Waffle House. We have our meeting that she and I go to, got a spot that me and my wife and her go to. That's the number one spot. But there's so many.
Got you. And you have a daughter, right? Just one?
I do, just one, 6 years old.
She's going to school around here. I think, I can't remember if you told me didn't you say she was going to Pace?
Yeah, she is. She is.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. I'll let it slide though.
Obviously, last season for us didn't go as expected, but you could look at it and say, oh, they had a 3-9 season or, you know, say 3-17 season, but a lot of the losses obviously were by less than 8 points, less than 7 points. And it's kind of like, just like Kyle was talking about, it's like kind of what puts you over the edge. Like, what's one of those things that you're trying to change? So, like, I guess I wanted to ask you, what's the message? Not necessarily what's the message, but what's something you've been honing on, like, as a coaching staff, trying to instill in us that we need to get to this season in order to go out and do what we want to do?
There's been a lot of deep dives into every single thing that we do. Obviously, the things that we've done, even we did at Temple, have been brought and developed over time from successful programs and that we've had success with. And, you know, when we're not pushing over the edge and, you know, we want to be great, we want to win and all those kind of things. You know, I did a deep dive into every single thing that we do as a program and obviously got some new coaches, some that you guys are familiar with. Coach Long has come in as the offense coordinator and a great track record, producing great offenses, record-breaking offenses. And he fits mentality with what we've been building and progressing to. Chris Winkie won a Heisman Trophy, won a national championship. He's come in to coach our quarterbacks. Dell Alexander, who you guys know and love, is here with us as the receivers coach. So just bringing some proven winners in here and just some fresh ideas on how we can elevate the program and take the next big step in the right direction. David Turner's come in as our defensive line coach. He and I were together at Mississippi State with Coach Bayless. Tremendous mentor of mine. Great coach, attention to detail, toughness, all those kind of things, help him coordinate the run game. And then Travaris Tillman, legendary DB at Georgia Tech, back there in the secondary. And KJ, you're in there every single day. So I know you, I've listened to you on the part that you talked about coming in here and just the intensity in the locker room, the edge that our guys have, the chip on the shoulder, the way they work every single day. You know, it, it starts there. Right. It's the mentality. It's the attitude. It's the relentless nature that our guys have to want to be great and want to take that next step. And, you know, that's the biggest piece, really. I know when you go into our locker room, take KJ and Kyle, you're welcome. Anytime you're in town, come by and hang out with us, work out with us. But it, it's palpable. But we all know we got to take the next big step and we're all committed to it. And in two Fridays, we get to put the ball down first preseason practice. And I'm fired up about it.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited for camp.
That's one thing I've definitely noticed about y'all's program, just because obviously I know guys in the Atlanta area who play for Tech, and whether it be like on a Snapchat story or whatever, I see videos, like it seems like the guys really, really gel and like really get along. And there's like a sense of excitement and want to be there that is kind of taken advantage of or taken for granted around other places in the country. It's not that common to have guys so close like that. So I think it's pretty dope. And I think the program's going in a positive direction for sure. Just touching on that and touching on the upcoming season, obviously turnaround year and going from last year to this year, like you said, there's going to be changes and stuff like that. But obviously with the ACC and whole landscape of college football changing, how do you see Georgia Tech going forward, fitting into that and just with like a bunch of teams going everywhere? Like, what are your thoughts on just the whole landscape of conferences right now?
Right. Yeah. The biggest thing for me is I think we're well positioned from an academic standpoint, from a location standpoint, from a historical standpoint. You know, the biggest thing that we've got to do, though, is we've got to win. You know, we've got to play really good football. You know, our first opener of the season is Monday Night Football, 8 o'clock in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, downtown Atlanta.
Sold out.
You know, the biggest piece that we've got to do is we've got to play really good football. And that's the whole focus that I'm on. And I'm blessed to be surrounded by a bunch of guys who are on the same mission as I am. And, you know, we got to go through a preseason camp, play really good ball, get ready to play. You know, I know there's changes all around college football, but my perspective on all of it is what is the best position for the student athlete and what is the best position for Georgia Tech.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around. Hey, tapping. Hey, stranger. I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, "Look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot"?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but
all right. So, what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Obviously, we step out September 5th, Monday, in the bins. What kind of message would you want our team to send to the nation? Not just the state, but like the nation, really.
Yeah, we have an edge. We play together. We play hard. We play physical. We play tough. Have attention to detail. Execute at a high level. Then, once we're having success, make sure we're celebrating and encouraging each other the right way and just put the ball down mentality. But just those kind of things are important to me and fired up to get to camp to start instilling that again into the guys.
Being as honest as you want to with this, just what are your thoughts on NIL right now, where you see it going in the future and how Georgia Tech could benefit somebody coming in?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think—
Be careful. This is a product of it too, by the way.
Right. And it always goes back to the student athlete. I think Georgia Tech in the city of Atlanta, we're well positioned with all the things, all the opportunities that our guys have. And even with the internship piece, there's not a lot of places that have as many Fortune 500 companies that they can do internships and then also get NIL opportunities off of it as well. And I think one of my favorite things, and KJ, you're living it, is in our locker room, there's guys that are getting really good deals and having great opportunities, and they're very lucrative, but there's no divisiveness. And I think when it first started, I think people on the outside were worried that, you know, those kind of things were going to happen. I've not seen it in our locker room. You know, KJ, you live it every day, but just guys are happy for each other. You know, they want each other to have success. And, you know, I think there's no better place in the city of Atlanta to be able to maximize those opportunities.
Kind of going into like some more expectations for this upcoming season. Obviously, we've had a lot of transfers this past offseason, including myself. I'm not asking like any for any particular players, but like what particular groups are you ready to see or just kind of just take off this year? You know, we've been doing a lot of work this summer. Like what group are you just most excited to see take off this season?
I mean, it's the team, obviously, right? But I think the position, let's just start with the position that you play, KJ, and Kyle, that you play, or are playing for the Ravens, is the secondary. I know that group has a really good focus, got a chip on their shoulder that wants to see improvement. And I think everybody in that group is committed to, you know, making a difference. We brought in 5 transfers, KJ, including you. I think the group collectively has embraced the new guys. And I think that, you know, everybody that's come in has a little different personality, a little different skill set, but is being vibed. And Travaris Tillman being one voice as the DB coach is doing a tremendous job getting that collective mentality formed on the back end. You know, another position that we had, I think 4 transfers come in is the offensive line. And I think the same can be said for that group as well. You know, they've embraced the new guys coming in, you know, just got to keep putting it together all the way until the tip.
I mean, there's no lies there. I definitely would say the DB room is definitely gelled together this summer. So kind of going back, obviously, Atlanta native, what did it mean for you to land that Tech job and just kind of be able to everything come full circle after going through all these schools and doing all these things? What did it mean for you to become a head coach at Georgia Tech?
It was surreal. You know, we had a good thing going. At Temple, had some great players, great coaches, and great infrastructure. But when, you know, you get a chance to come home and to your dream job, it's exciting. And there are times still, KJ, that even though as we've been building, there's been some tough times and there's been some, you know, setbacks as we've been building, just the vision and the excitement and wanting to make all the former Georgia Tech players that I know so many, the Georgia Tech fan base, Georgia Tech alumni, very proud of the product we're putting on the field. That's the motivation every single day. And to be able to do it in my hometown is special.
It is crazy. Kind of from going off my story, too, just being able to come back home.
Yep.
It was really funny because growing up, I'm not going to lie, I didn't really give Tech a whole lot of love. Like, I was like, I don't want to go to Tech. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of the state. And see something, but it was just crazy to come back and feel so comfortable. So, you know, saying something just I felt right into it. And it's pretty nice being back home. I can't lie.
You know, like Kevin Harris went away and came back home, and Kenyatta Watson went away and came back home. Derek Allen, Kari G, Spider Sims, you know, that went off to other places. And then, you know, the Atlanta special, and, you know, want to come back home and play in front of your family and friends and all those kind of things. I think that makes a unique opportunity because some of the best, you know, Kyle, you know this, some of the best high school football in the country is played right here. Right? It's here. And
Stamp that. Anybody want to debate? We can debate.
It's just great high school coaches, great high school football, great athletes. And we're in the epicenter of the college football, you know, landscape. And just, you know, the challenge for me as the head coach is we've got to play elite football, play at a high level. And so we don't get the guys the second time around. Let's go ahead and get them from the jump.
That's so true. Like what KJ said, and going off what you said too, like growing up in Atlanta, you don't realize how great of a city it is just because you're kind of used to it. You're like, oh, that's Georgia Tech right there. Like you got the varsity, like Hawks, Braves, all this stuff. And you're just kind of becomes normal. And then you're like, I kind of want to see something else. But the more places you see it, the more traveling you do around the country. Like, I don't know, KJ, if you relate to this or not, just the more places you've been. Atlanta's like, I want to end up in Atlanta. Like when I'm raising my family, like it's the best city that I've seen, I've been in. So I definitely agree with that. But going off the coming full circle theme that we have going this podcast, you guys play Western Carolina this year, I believe, right?
We do.
I know it's early. It's a little ways down the road, but I know you got that circled on your calendar. Like, what's your emotions going to be going into that? Like, do you want to beat them, like, by a lot just to kind of say, like, hey, I started here and, like, this is who you kind of created? Or, like, what's your thought process going into that?
So I'm a one game at a time dude. So obviously, you know, we play Clemson open season, and then we've got to play 5 days later against my alma mater. Excited about all the challenges. But we gotta play really well in the home opener, in Mercedes-Benz. And then 5 days later, turn around, play my alma mater. But I'm sure Kyle, there'll be emotions, but I've got so many great memories. I even have memories, as a player at Western Carolina playing against Georgia Tech, you know, tackling, Dorsey Levins, tackling William Bell as a Western Carolina player against Georgia Tech. Wow. So all the, you know, those memories will come back. But then I got a job to do, and that's to get the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets ready to play at a high level.
It's okay if you want to beat them by 60. I do too.
I just want to say, like, when we were playing there sophomore year, and first off, I didn't know y'all had switched to turf. The turf is dope. That turf was amazing. But I looked up in the stadium, and I see, like, all the national championships, like, all the Heismans. I'm like, that's, like, the best kept secret that's not very common around the country. And I think it's such a historic program. And I feel like that history definitely plays into, like, expectations now and the fan base. And because I've grown around a lot of crazy Tech fans who just start screaming when that car comes out the tunnel, like all that stuff, just like going to the games and everything. It's a great environment. So I just want to say, like, it's just a historical program for sure.
And Kyle, I don't know how much you've been on Tech's campus, but it's comparable to Notre Dame. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it's like different. It's different in a sense that, like, Notre Dame, obviously you got like the historic type of buildings and things like that, but Tech is more like a modernized version of it.
Yeah, I've been through it a few times. My dad used to train him on up there. At the gym and stuff. So I've been there a good bit, but it's really like right in the city, which is crazy. Best city in the world.
A skyline you can see from the stadium is nice. All right, so Coach Collins, we got a little segment called Outside the Garage. Basically, our fans just send us questions in. Okay. And just want to get our honest answers on them. So
you didn't prep me for this, man.
Don't worry, no, that's not crazy. It's not crazy. Today's question is from Thomas Boudreaux. If you had to go on a reality show and the goal of the show is like to win it, which show would you go on?
The only one I can think of right now is Survivor.
Survivor?
Yeah.
I like that.
You got to compete every single day. You got to build relationships. Yeah. You got to, you know, do all those kind of things, build a team and, you know, come out on top.
I was thinking Bachelorette. Because I think because I always watch Bachelorette with Reese now and Bachelor. Most of the times when they end up together, they don't even get married. They're just kind of doing it for clout because they just want to like get known.
Right.
So I'm like, I would say all the right things. I would do all the right things, get to the end, get whatever little status, and then just finesse the rest of my life. So I feel like I do that. That sounds definitely bad, but go ahead.
Yeah, that does sound a little bad. I probably would go on, you know what, for the sake of this podcast, I'm not going to say my first answer. I'm going to say Wipeout, though.
That's not reality, bro. That's a game show.
That's still a show you got to win. That's not a reality TV show.
I'll let it slide.
All right, you want to hear my first answer? I'll go on Too Hot to Handle, the Netflix joint.
See, that's a good answer.
I can win that one. Have you seen that, Coach Collins? I don't know.
Nope.
It's like the premise behind it is basically you're in a house with like a bunch of people your age or whatever. And like the premise is y'all have to like not do things with each other, not be with each other. And I feel like I got the wherewithal. I'll just chill and I'll win that.
It's pretty much like you just put 10 guys, 10 girls in the house. And if they don't hook up, they all win like $1 million. But if they do, they so it's like a lot of drama. It's pretty like, dumb.
The next question. This one is from Alex Spiegel. If you could be best friends with any fictional character, who would it be, Coach?
I'm going to go with Batman.
Why would you choose Batman?
Seems like a good dude, tries to help people. And I think he's got, you know, resources and probably cool to hang out with.
This is the first thing that came to my mind. Probably Phineas and Ferb. Just both of them?
Yeah.
Just good things every day. Just never go to school. Like, it's an endless summer. That sounds fun.
I'll probably choose the... what is the name of that show? With the spy kids, they all live in the tree.
Yeah.
I would definitely be with them. I don't know. I feel like going on missions with them would be kind of cool. So I'd definitely do that. Last little segment for you, Coach. Rapid question segment. So basically, I'm just going to ask you just either or questions. And the first answer that comes to your mind, you just got to say it. All right. So first question. Would you rather land a 5-star DN or a 5-star running back?
DN. I mean, I'll take both, KJ, but gotta affect the quarterback these days.
Cake or ice cream?
Cake.
Favorite Halloween costume as a kid?
As a kid, I'm gonna go back to the Batman one.
All right,
there it is. That's why you said it.
I think we got a theme, Kyle.
I like. If you were stranded on an island, which player on the team would you want to be stranded with?
That'll get me in trouble, man.
Who do you think would help you the most? Like, who has the most survival instincts?
You might be the only one that understands Henry Freer. Long snapper.
I know.
All you had to say was long snapper. I understand.
He had like a 4.8 GPA at Georgia Tech. So he'd figure some stuff out for us.
Are you a homebody or are you on the move?
Y'all went back and went through my whole resume, right? So I've moved a bunch, but now I'm back home, man. So I'm here to stay.
Go to meal at Waffle House.
The All-Star special I had this morning, get extra egg, put some cheese on it, hash browns.
You can't go wrong with that. What's the last thing you cooked?
Key lime pie. Is that cooking? But a key lime pie, made a key bacon? Lime pie for me and my daughter.
Key lime pie, hard to cook. I respect that.
Hardest player you've had to game plan for? You play some dudes.
Been some great ones. I'd say Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel.
Sheesh.
I was a DC. And
I can already imagine practice that week.
You dial up some perfect defenses, and he would find a way.
Yeah. I wish I was scouting quarterback that week. I would just been running around throwing whatever.
I'd be so lit. In your opinion, who's the GOAT linebacker?
I'd go with Benardrick McKinney. Yeah, I coached at Mississippi State and played for the Texans for a long time. 6'5", 258 pounds, and a great dude, too.
In your opinion, what's the best Atlanta rapper?
Can I go back and say Big Boy? Is that too outdated, or I'm good?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. A goal line stand on offense or defense? Wait, what kind of question
is this? I was saying, is a goal line stand 4th-and-1, would you rather be on offense or defense?
So, my favorite moment as a coach, 4th-and-1, 3 seconds left in the game, Florida Gators in Death Valley against LSU, and we got a goal line stand for the dub. That was a great moment, man. That was a great, great moment.
The orange jerseys that game, right?
We did. I think we were all orange.
I grew up an LSU fan, so I don't really approve of that answer.
All right, last question. Is the varsity overrated or underrated?
Underrated. That's easy.
There you go. Coach, we want to thank you so much, man, for tuning in with us.
Thank you.
Been meaning to get you on here for a minute now. Coach, obviously, thanks for coming on.
KJ, I'll see you at workouts in the morning. And Kyle, anytime you're in the A, you have open door, whatever you need, you got.
That's all I needed to hear. I'm in there every day.
I bet. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
All right, so thanks for tuning in, everybody. Obviously, had a great conversation with Coach Collins. Keep tapping in with us, giving us feedback. We appreciate y'all so much. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all. Peace.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.